Foul Territory is presented by Gizzard Gary Productions. It is recorded from my weekly YouTube program, which is live streamed every Friday at 9 p.m. Central. It is a firearm and 2A related panel discussion where I and my panel discuss current news and events, along with audience interaction, casual conversation, and friendly banter. What will you learn today? And now, ladies and gentlemen, Foul Territory.
All right. Well, that's an interesting beginning to this show. Anyway, welcome, one and all, to Foul Territory 254. I am your cordial, if not somewhat worn out host, Gizzard Gary. And it is Friday, March 8th. So welcome, one and all, to the shoe. The really big shoe. So, let's see who's out there. Let's see who's out there. So, going back to the beginning, Kingpin. So, first one out there, followed by Artek and Daughters, Rich White out there, and in here, Weston Probst is in the audience, as is Justin Grimm. Followed by Ron, 2A Matters, and Timothy Burkett is out there. Dwayne, 7834, is out there. Gun, Powder, Beauty. Wow. Welcome, welcome. Hillbilly Up out there and in here. And let's see. Mike says, yo. So Mike is out there. I'm losing track. Yeah, I already said hi to him. Going down the line, Duffer 426 is out there. And Defense Dad says, I see gun people. Wow. Chessboard is in the audience. And we have maybe. Gun Websites, 10th thumb up, good evening, thank you. Blitz is out there in the audience, as is Woods. And let's see, I believe that's it so far. So, welcome one and all, everybody. We have 24 people out there in the audience. All right. So,
Is Megatron one of them gun people that Defense Dad sees all the time? Because, I mean, he was a gun that turned into a humanoid robot.
I have no idea. Maybe we should ask him. But first, they're probably wondering who I'm talking to because they don't know that I have an esteemed panel behind me.
They don't care.
They don't care. I don't be behind you.
Well, around me. I am surrounded. I am surrounded by stardom, as you can now see. Surrounded, literally, a star-studded.
You're not surrounded.
All-star panel.
No, you'd have to be in the middle to be surrounded.
Yeah, you're not surrounded. You are absolutely not surrounded.
Yeah, we could play a good game of Foursquare right now, but you're definitely not surrounded.
You see what I have to deal with?
Not even close to being surrounded.
This is the shit I have to deal with every week. Yeah. Bunch of smartasses out there. Yeah, I'm surrounded by it.
I'm sorry that our accurate description of what you are is being a smartass.
What's this? Surrounded by sarcasm.
Which is also an accurate description of what you are.
Fair enough. Didn't say I wasn't.
Justin Grimm said you're cornered.
I know.
See, now that you could have gone with. But no, you had, I'm surrounded.
In case you're curious, our Foul Territory giveaway winner is out here, Travis T. So we'll be seeing him later on.
Travis T.
I want to go ahead and say congratulations.
Yeah, there's going to be some Aegis to win tonight. So obviously he's going to be out there. Speaking of Aegis, I got a text from Defense Dad right before the show.
Did he eat his? Because we've told people that it's not edible.
People all the time not to eat it.
Other week, where the stuff is edible.
And not, he says,
if you want to oil your knife with it, you can do that.
He says, I have an announcement. Travis said Aegis is officially on board and sending swag for Thunder on the Prairie. So Aegis Gun Carry is going to be one of the sponsors of Thunder on the Prairie this year. Very cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
Very cool.
Nebraska's too far away.
Well, that's generally what we call a sponsor if they send stuff to give away.
Awesome.
Sponsor usually means they paid for something. But, you know.
And if you want to catch the Aegis on sale, you can go to Travis T's eBay store and Travis you can find Gizzard Gary stuff and all kinds of stuff that he's won from the show on sale.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Store. Yeah. Yeah, he's making a fortune.
Well, if you ever want any Gizzard Gary stickers, just go to Travis T's store because I guarantee he probably owns more than I do.
So. We got to stop giving Travis such a rough time. He's such a great guy.
So G-Web says, question, what is this Thunder on the Prairie? Well, Thunder on the Prairie is an annual event.
Where they shoot a lot of...
This is the third year. It's held in Firth, Nebraska at Nebraska Shooters. And it is a gathering of YouTubers in the area where we spend a weekend basically go out there having fun, shooting guns, recording video, and getting to know each other and stuff like that. So, yeah. It's a cool deal. If you want more information on it, go to Travis P11's YouTube channel or Defense Dad's, either one. And they'd be glad to tell you all about it. But I'll be there. Possibly he'll be there.
Yeah, I'm planning on being there. I thought we were going to see a bunch of Tannerite. That's why it's called Thunder on the Prairie.
I think they kind of would... You know, not care for you blowing up their range.
The Fence Dad said it's when he eats too many burritos and then goes to the gun range.
That could be.
Now, if you're eating too many burritos and go to the gun range, do you pretend and do your imitation of a flamethrower too? If not, you're just wasting time.
I thought I saw something a second ago. Ow, it's an email. Yeah, I had an email from somebody you know who's not on the stream but should be right now and sent a definition of the word surround from the Oxford Dictionary to me. So, yeah, screw you, snob.
apparently, the internet finally reached Pat's bunker because he's out there now.
Pat in a bunker is out there, yes. Defense Dad says, see, now Rich just made it weird. There's a line, man. All right.
Yeah, like you didn't do that when you were in college. Come on. We've all heard the stories that you've told.
Me in college?
Not you, him.
Oh, I was in college too for a while. For 1 year. DJ Play Nice is out there, by the way. Let's see. There he is playing nice out there. We have from Timothy Burkett says, I just saw a newscast that said the police did not violate policy in the shooting at Uvalde. That's BS, and I'm betting I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Depends on what their policy is.
And
is it BS that they ruled that they didn't violate policy, or is it BS that the policy is there that they didn't violate it?
Or is their policy BS? That could also be the case.
Well, you know what's BS is the Supreme Court decision saying that the police have no obligation to defend you, which is why their policy was probably that the officers didn't have to go into the school.
Then so why did they paint this to protect and to serve on the side of their police cars? I mean,
because that's been a tradition.
I saw Adam 12 for a long time, man. It was right there.
Yeah. Which right then and there, man, that shows you the Supreme Court was wrong in that decision because they were putting it on police cars for decades before that decision was ever rendered.
It's a bottle. Well, it's not a creed.
They were stopping
willing
civilians and parents from going in there and stopping it.
It's because they're not going to let somebody else put themselves in harm's way, even though they're not willing to.
Yeah. I mean, I've back in my day, I cleared a house with a police officer. He wasn't too happy about it, but I'm like, you're going to shoot me, dude. Because
Travis T says they removed that slogan from cop cars in his area for years now. They still have here. They still have it on the cars.
223 DMR is out there, by the way. Blitz is calling for thumbs up out there. Appreciate it.
That's uncalled for.
I just got a notification on Twitch saying that Jacob S is live on Twitch playing Call of Duty. So he's not out here watching a show. Well, for shame.
Somebody should go over to Twitch and
really don't blame him.
Yeah. go if you're a gamer, go over there and to Twitch and beat Jacob so he can get over here on the show.
Well, you have to know his name, and I'm not gonna you can just ask Obi. OPSEC is just a big deal with me. I don't break OPSEC no matter what. So
Gizzard has never met an OPSEC that he wouldn't break.
That's correct. I won't say what Justin S's name is because I'm not trying to pronounce his last name.
Well, it's not hard.
They don't know that.
They don't know your last name is White either.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
It says Unloaded Media on your channel logo, and your label says Rich.
Again, if they don't know, it's because they don't pay attention. Especially since you say it at the beginning of every episode when you introduce me to everybody.
I haven't introduced everybody yet, see?
I know, you haven't introduced anybody yet.
You've been yapping so much, I haven't even introduced my panel. Well, how about I get to it or get at it? We get at it, man.
About time you got around to it.
About time I got around to it.
We're going to be doing Show Us Your Guns, and Gizzard's going to like, oh, I got to introduce my panel.
All right, so pitter-patter anyway. My first panelist... He comes to us from the state of North Carolina, the one that doesn't have constitutional carry.
Hateful.
And he is, of course, the sunshine that brightens our day. He is the oracle of knowledge, the voice of reason, and the man of orange. And he is my co-host with the co-most. Let's welcome Obnoxious One.
Yo,
and I see the gun snob is finally at least out there in the chat saying his real name is Rich Green. That's probably true. All right. Travis T says, I remember when this channel was Gary's first and last name. Yeah?
Yeah.
First couple of months it was. That's fact. Fact Jack. All right. So thank you, Obi, for being here. Let's go. Oh, I see Guns and Barbecue.
Travis probably won back then, too.
Probably. Got some barbecues out there. So my second panelist, he comes to me high from the mountains of West Virginia. He is, of course, the host of This Week Unloaded on the Unloaded Media channel. And at times, he also does a Wrestling Unloaded chat on his Wrestling Unloaded channel. And, let's welcome your friend and mine, Rich White Baby.
The baby isn't part of the name, folks. He's just being a smart aleck. He's trying to get revenge for me and Obi getting on him about not being surrounded earlier.
I got surround sound here. Can you tell? Thank you for being here. Defense Dead says, why isn't Snob on the panel? Was Gary late with the check this week? Not any later than I ever am. To be fair. Guns of Barbecue says, Rich White, drugs are bad, and K, stop being so high.
I haven't taken a single painkiller tonight. That was Tuesday night for...
I have.
Not Tuesday night for Hillbilly's members chat that he does every Tuesday.
All right, well, we have one more panelist. He, of course, is, speaking of Hillbilly, he is the host of the Guns, Beer, and Therapy Saturday night.
Is it Guns and Barbecue?
Not that one. Doesn't do shows anymore.
Different dude. Oh. This guy's good, here.
I can't stand that Guns and Barbecue guy.
Yeah, because this guy's mission in life is to make someone's day better. And so he's making our day better by being on our panel tonight. So let's welcome aboard my neighbor to the east from the show me state, the state of misery. Let's welcome Hillbilly up.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thanks for having me, brother. Appreciate it. Always a fun way to kick off the weekend right here, man. Oh.
Yeah, it's all right.
I always have a good time, so.
This is the best show I host all week.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's also the worst show I host all week,
too. Oh, also, Gary, I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you on your Taurus video, man. That is awesome. See numbers like that, brother.
Yeah, it kind of ground to a halt finally. This
last I mean, it hit the ceiling, went right through it, and yeah, man, congratulations, buddy! I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it barely cleared 107K, and then it quit.
That's awesome, though.
And I did not get a new subscriber all day. It stinks. Yeah, I think my run is over, folks.
You think they threw the flag in.
Back to lower mediocrity, Bradbull.
It's always next year.
That's true. <The torch booth. laughs> My 15 minutes of fame was great. Now I go back to long form videos where I get 30 views. That's more. That's more my speed.
At least you hit over 1,000 subs at this rate. I'll be doing this 10 years and I'll have 999 and it'll freeze there and never get another sub.
Funny thing is, the only reason I hit 1,000 subs is because I was part of a hens giveaway. And part of getting an entry to that was subbing to my channel. So I think I picked up like 500 subs. I think that's like three or four years ago. Mm-hmm. So I had help. How about that?
Did Travis T win the gun in that giveaway? I don't remember.
No, somebody we didn't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody didn't know won it.
Sam of Anarchy 92, who I haven't seen in a while, is out there. All right. We have 27 people out there. By the way, the ticker is running. The hashtag, of course, is #FT254. As in Foul Territory 254. So we have four entries so far. Defense Dead says, Gary, change the title and insert Did It Break? It'll go viral again. Well, there you go. That's a great thing about thumbnails and titles. You can change it as many times as you want to. So
yeah. Just do clickbait like all the other big channels do.
Oh. Chad Kelly's out there. So, yeah, 31 people out there. All you have to do is mention a giveaway. You know, Oh, look at this guy. Mr. Alaska 556. There's a name I haven't seen in a while. Whatever happened to that guy, Travis? He was a chef. Oh, Midnight Range. TM. Yeah. He disappeared off the face of the earth about a year and a half ago. Hasn't been heard from since.
He still works at a restaurant in Harrisburg, but other than that, he doesn't return people's text messages or anything. So
that's true. He doesn't love us anymore. Ron 2A Matters is out there. How about that? Wood says Midnight Range hates guns, I heard. Oh, no. Does he kick small children and stuff like that too? That'd be bad. That'd be bad, wouldn't it?
Shaking babies and kissing hands?
Weston says, I've seen him comment on Instagram post. I've heard rumors about that, yes. About the only proof of his existence there is. Midnight Range, if you're out there watching this show, get in here and comment. I double dog dare ya. Double dog dare ya. This is Gizzard talking. Come on, man. Anyway.
This is the guy that was responsible for Slim Jim being voted the best candy bar on your show, who's telling you to come in here and talk to us, man.
Midnight Range TM is the sole reason I'm called Gizzard Gary.
Yes, he is. He's the one who gave you that moniker.
Yes, he did. Otherwise, I'd just be plain old Gary, like I used to be.
You'll always be plain old Gary to me.
With my last name that nobody remembers anymore because of OPSEC. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not on your business cards.
Oh, it's not. It's totally not.
My wife just asked me the other day who Gary your last name was, and I was like, "Oh, that's Gizzard."
She's like, "Oh, okay." By the way, Rich, thank your wife for the Christmas card. I got that the other day.
Oh, you finally got yours
just now?
Well, yeah.
Holy hell!
I finally
stuck in Baltimore for the last.
No, time. It wasn't stuck in Baltimore. I just never checked my P.O. box.
Never checked my P.O. box. That
too. Oh my goodness!
So we have another
get it out of there because somebody they shoved like three flyers in there too. It's like what the.
We have a fifth panelist, and this guy comes to us from the Keystone State. That, of course, being Pennsylvania. He somehow cooks and shoots things. Where he shoots them and then cooks them. I'm still not straight on how all that stuff works. And he wants to know, is a hot dog a sandwich? Well, yeah, I don't know, but we can discuss that.
Yeah, I believe,
not anymore. There's nobody to defend their position on that.
There's nobody to help.
Yep.
That's correct.
Yep.
So, welcome aboard Guns and Barbecue.
Good evening. I am not high, just to let everybody know.
Well, why not?
Rich didn't share.
I'm not high. What the hell are you talking about? I'm not doing my Eeyore impression tonight, so that makes me high? Is that your logic?
You all hopped up on the Biden medications.
Oh, God. He had Biden was hopped up on something, that's for damn sure.
Oh, man, he was wound up tight. I tell you what now.
He was having people in the crowd arrested. And
yeah. Not that I watched any of the State of the Union message. I watched people watching the State of the Union message, maybe. But I could care less. I don't know what he said during the State of the Union. I don't care.
I don't think anybody knows what he said during the State of the Union.
He shook his fist at the sky.
Yeah.
Matlock! actual quote.
Wow.
I actually recently saw this thing that apparently when Bo Biden was Attorney General of Delaware, he had done a public service announcement about senior abuse. And somebody has taken that public service announcement, and whenever it would cut away from Bo Biden talking about, you know, like all this terrible things, and you know, be showing like things that are happening to the seniors, they overlaid like Joe Biden falling upstairs and off of bicycles and shit like that. And I was like, this is just phenomenal.
I want to say hello to Bama Dad, also Boomstick Revenge, and Viejo. All out there in the chat. Hello, Walter.
Hello, Walter.
I just got a quick question.
Yo.
You said Guns Barkey from Keystone State.
That's correct.
I don't know. I guess we're not correct down here in the hills, but we always thought that Golden, Colorado was the Keystone State because that's where our beer comes from.
Any comment on that, Guns of Barbecue?
Never heard that.
Never heard that before.
That's where the Curse Factory is. And
Keystone Light and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who drinks?
That's because they stole our. They stole my home state slogan. Pennsylvania was always the Keystone State because they're the second state. Delaware is considered the first state. Pennsylvania is the second state. But Pennsylvania is also known as the Keystone State because that's where the Constitution and all those important documents of that era were written.
Cool. So, Don, which I fair, huh?
Should be going and checking out all those cool places next weekend.
So are you going over to Philly?
Awesome. Unfortunately. Well, Reading, but...
it's always sunny in
close enough.
Yeah.
Let's say we have to run to Reading for states next weekend. I floated the idea out to my mom. I was like, hey, since we're taking the girls to Reading for states, Philly's only like an hour away. We might as well go check out the Liberty Bell and Constitution Hall and all kinds of cool shit like that.
You got to go all the way to Reading for state championships?
That's where it is this year for Keystone States.
Why are they doing it in Harrisburg?
Because they bounce it around now. Last year, Keystone States was in Indiana. This year, it's in Reading. PJW States signed a 5-year contract with Pitt, which is nice because for 5 years, it's in Pittsburgh. Now, where they're going to do it after that, don't know. And part of the reason is a lot of people were complaining, like, hey, the people in the central part of the state don't have to travel. This is crap. We have to travel every year to the central part of the state. Like, it'd be nice for us not to have to travel.
Until it's not in your area, then you have to travel all the way across the damn state. And Pennsylvania, going lengthwise or widthwise, is not a small state.
No, you know, 6 hours, you know, no big deal.
Let's say hello to Bullets for Bucks.
Yeah, I mean,
welcome.
Would you rather have to travel 3 hours every year or every other year travel 6 hours?
Now you're talking math. We don't do math on this show.
Yeah, so now the central.
I used to drive truck. I could really care less.
3 hours every year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Chris Lang is out there. We have 30 people in the chat.
Awesome.
Well, we've been on almost 28 minutes. We haven't talked about any stories yet.
Yeah, I just got through introductions.
I know, right?
Pretty awesome.
Running a little bit behind. So let's look at some stuff here, shall we? Because we got some stuff to talk about this
week. Keep your clothes on, Rich.
That's right. So we're going to take a look at bearingarms.com.
You're assuming I'm wearing any clothes.
Oh, we know you're high, so.
So I haven't picked out any. I've been so busy today, I haven't decided on topics. But this one, here we go. South Carolina sheriff says he fears constitutional carry will turn the state into the wild, wild west.
Let me guess.
Oh, my God.
Tell me where we've heard this before.
Let's see.
It's happened to all the other states.
28 other states.
What he has to
say. Yeah, I see James West walking down the street all the freaking time. Him and Artemis Gordon.
Guy looks like Joe Biden right there. Okay.
It might be.
It might be. Well, now that South Carolina has officially became the 29th state to adopt constitutional carry and the 28th to have the law formally take effect since Louisiana's new statute doesn't kick in until July the 4th, the state's few pro-gun control voices are ramping up their fear-mongering. Every town for gun safety, South Carolina chapter is already predicting the new law will lead to more violence and less safety. While the state's most politically powerful sheriff says he's turning to the Almighty to protect the state from constitutional carry's effects. Okay, law enforcement agencies in South Carolina are bracing for what could happen as permitless carry of handguns becomes more widespread in the coming weeks, with one sheriff already fearing the worst. I just said a prayer last night that I hope my greatest fears don't come true, and that's that South Carolina becomes the wild, wild west, Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott told the Post and Courier. Lott's comments came as Governor Henry McMaster signed a bill into law March 7th granting state residents the right to have handguns in most public places. Key among the change is that obtaining a concealed weapons permit and the training and background checks that come with it is no longer necessary. Additionally, the age to carry a gun lowered from 21 to 18, and firearms no longer have to be secured in the glove compartment or center console of a car.
Now, I always appreciate all those who support the channel, but I also know that money is tight lately. However, did you know that you can support the channel without it costing you one red cent? That's right. All you have to do is use my Amazon store link when you shop at Amazon. So just go to amazon.com/shop/GizzardGary without any spaces when you do your Amazon shopping. And when you shop using that link, no matter what you buy during that session, the channel will receive a small commission from your purchases. As always, thank you for your support.
Now, I'll never mock a person for talking to God, but it would behoove Lott to also speak to some of his colleagues in the 27 states where constitutional carry has been in place for at least a year before he starts panicking about a Wild West revival in the southeastern United States. Constitutional carry is already the law of the land in nearby states like Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and Tennessee, and none of them have descended into anarchy since the law took effect. In fact, most cities in those states saw a decline in homicides last year. Murders were down 22% in Atlanta, 40% in Miami, 33% in Knoxville, and 6% in Birmingham, to cite just a few examples. I have a feeling, though, that even talking things over with his counterparts in other constitutional carry states wouldn't soothe Lott's concerns. He also had major concerns when Governor Henry McMaster signed legislation 3 years ago allowing those with concealed carry licenses to open carry as well. Still, unless Lott and other opponents of constitutional carry believe that South Carolinians are just fundamentally less responsible and downright dumber than Floridians, Georgians, and Tennesseans,
well,
there's no reason to freak out over the change to state law.
Based on my interactions with South Carolinians, yeah. I mean, he's not wrong there.
But you don't see on the news all the time about South Carolina man doing something stupid.
That's true.
You do see that with Florida.
That just means Florida man is braver.
That's true.
Drinks more, which, based on my interactions with Florida men, is also true.
Florida women do, too.
Mm-hmm. Meth is a hell of a drug, according to Florida.
That's true. Goes on to say the vast majority of people aren't going to carry a firearm until they feel comfortable doing so, not because the law demands it, but because they're not complete idiots. They don't want to run the legal risk of doing something wrong, but they also don't want to risk shooting themselves or others because they're unfamiliar with their carry gun. It's not like constitutional carry has turned firearms instructors into an endangered species in the states where it's already in place. As it turns out, most people who lawfully own a gun want to be competent with it. What they don't like are mandates, because all too often they can be crafted to be punitive, not educational, requiring a huge amount of time and money before receiving their Second Amendment permission slips. I suspect that the training courses that will soon be put on by sheriffs free of charge to the public will prove to be popular, and they're guaranteed to dramatically expand training opportunities, especially for those on the lower end of the economic spectrum. Will constitutional carry eradicate violent crime in South Carolina? Of course not, but I don't know anyone making that claim. I feel confident, however, that the state won't become any wilder than it already is now that legal gun owners can lawfully carry without a license, and Sheriff Lott's fears will be proven to be misplaced, just as they were when it came to open carry a few years ago. Good article. What do you guys think?
What's the biggest city in South Carolina? Because I'm guessing that's where
Charleston? He's sheriff.
I'm guessing that's where he's sheriff, is that county.
Yeah.
I hate to break this to him, but you can open carry in North Carolina without a permit of any kind. And since they got rid of the pistol purchase permits, you can buy one without any permit of any kind. So you can buy one in North Carolina and carry it without a permit.
Charleston is in Charleston County, so.
Well, where is this jackhole from?
Let's see. Richland County. House.
Wherever he's from, I bet they get a bunch of money from Mom's Demand.
Richland County.
Yeah, he's from up his own ass.
The second most populous county in South Carolina. The county seat and largest community is Columbia, the state capital. Ah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Seat of government. Okay, yeah.
Makes sense.
No, flooding the streets, Wild West. Oh my God!
Well, you have to remember that if he's sheriff, then he's elected official. So,
yeah,
he's carrying. What's going on?
Chris from the 740 is carrying water.
Uh oh, there's probably blood in the streets now. Chris is out there.
Yeah, because he's from Ohio. They got constitutional carry. He has to wade through blood every day.
Yeah, but they've got to have two people to carry up there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, just like they can't spell the state, and it takes two to carry a pistol.
Mm-hmm. And only straight wall jacket.
Yeah, well, only for hunting.
Any other comments on this?
Barbecue? Blood in the streets!
Oh, as soon as I heard the title, I just wanted to throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well, the first three words, here we go. I mean, we pretty much knew what this was going to say, didn't we? I think we did. All right. So.
Tell me you're puking out liberal talking points without telling me you're puking out liberal talking points.
Ohio Supreme Court says warning shots count as self-defense. Warning shots are self-defense?
I don't think anybody should ever take warning shots. I think that's...
No, that's just a waste of ammo.
All right.
Yeah, that's not even that it's a waste of ammo. If you have reason to pull it, you have reason to shoot.
Well, this is a picture of a Glock 20. I certainly wouldn't be firing warning shots with a 10 millimeter. That ammo costs too much.
What if you carry two handguns? Okay, hear me out. You have a Heritage Rough Rider and then your main self-defense gun. Fire the warning shots with the Rough Rider.
I'm going to make a quick argument for this before I read the article. And that's because there are people out there who just they don't want to take a life if they don't have to. And so, fine, you pull it and you brandish, and that didn't deter. So you fire around, like, hopefully that's going to do it. And fine, it didn't. All right, fine. Now you got to put a couple in them. Because there's people that are just going to test your bluff. Like, you're not going to do it. Fine, you got a gun on me. Maybe firing that round is what makes them go, oh, okay, never mind. Maybe you actually will shoot me. You know, you fired a round off, you know, in the living room, who knows what. Now, I'm not saying it's the smart way to go. I'm 100% with you. It would be like, if you're pulling that gun, your life should be in danger and, you know, you should be shooting to neutralize a threat. But I could see an argument for a warning shot to be considered self-defense. You know, you're trying to give every opportunity, like, hey, I don't want to do this, but if you keep coming, I will.
I always depending on what the, where the article is going. If the article is saying that we're not going to call that brandishing or anything else because you fired a warning shot, then I'm good with that. But my points, I understand where you're coming from. My point still stands. If it's to the point where you got to pull it, then
100%,
you're already in that, and
yep,
a warning shot is not the smart move.
100%, and I'm with you there, because, again, if I'm pulling it, my life's in danger, and it's you or me at that point.
don't know. I might shoot the hat off your head first.
Apple.
You're taking the Wild West thing a little too far there.
Shoot the apple, it's way more impressive than just the hat. Like anybody can shoot a hat off. I mean the hats can
You know what's even more impressive than shooting an apple? Shooting a cherry off of somebody's head.
Well, like shooting a cigarette out of their mouth.
I was gonna say cigarette too.
Yeah. Cigarette or match, toothpick. Yeah.
And you shoot the cigarette out of their mouth, and that's a hostile gesture.
Let's say meth pipe out of Rich's mouth. Sorry.
So Chicago Mike the shooter is out there.
Yeah, the reason why I said the cherry is my wife was watching cartoons earlier, and it was one of those, I think it was Tom and Jerry one, where they take the apple off the head and put a cherry on the head and tell me you have to shoot that instead or some shit. So
They play the William Tell Overture while they did it?
Yeah, it was playing the William Tell Overture.
Okay.
Well, now that we've talked this, let's see what there. I haven't read this article, so. Let's see what he had to say.
I feel like we had a pretty good discussion before this. This should be interesting.
Why are we reading the article?
I think we discussed it from the headline.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to go with that's not going to count as a charge against you for discharging. They're basically protecting the person who shoots a warning shot in when they're actually in danger. But again, if you're in danger.
Yeah. So read the article or don't read the article.
Read the article. I don't want to take that away from you. I know how much you like reading these articles.
Oh, no, read it because I want to hear how exactly they decided this.
Okay. Most of us have had it drilled into our heads that firing a warning shot is a bad idea if your life is threatened. If your life is in danger, you shoot to stop the threat, not to warn someone away. And discharging a round with the intent to scare an attacker into leaving you alone can come with real jeopardy, legal and otherwise. That was certainly the case for Tyler Wilson. The Ohio man was convicted on a charge of felonious assault after firing a round that he maintains was intended to scare a man who allegedly pointed a gun at him while the pair were engaged in a heated altercation at a gas station. Wilson originally raised a self-defense argument during his trial, but his attorneys abandoned that claim after the judge overseeing the case suggested it was a legal non-starter, and the jury who acquitted Wilson of attempted murder but convicted him on the felonious assault charge wasn't allowed to consider whether Wilson was acting in self-defense. After his conviction, Wilson appealed on the grounds of ineffective assistance of counsel based on his attorney's decision to drop the self-defense claim. Wilson's appeal ultimately led to the Ohio Supreme Court, which was tasked with deciding whether someone is entitled to a self-defense instruction for firing a warning shot at an armed aggressor, or must they shoot to injure or kill in order to receive the instruction at trial. According to the state's highest court, warning shots do count as self-defense. Okay, and we're quoting here.
What we're getting at here is that they're protecting the guy who fired the warning shot because they're saying that it was justified to fire the warning shot and that was self-defense.
Yes.
But we're back to our point is he pulled his and fired a warning shot at somebody who pointed a pistol at them. If somebody points a pistol at you, warning shot is a dumb move.
Yeah, I agree.
You fired a warning shot, and they're not going to give you a warning back.
Boomstick gives a good reason not to fire warning shots, too. He said he fired a warning shot at a skunk, and the skunk fired back.
That happens.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I just wanted to interject my opinion here.
I'm sorry that
I tried to make your show a little.
No, that's fine. I'm not mad at all. I'm just letting you go because you're right. So let's go ahead and skip all the blah, blah, blah because you pretty much covered
it. Ooh, if we're going to make it interactive, type 1 if you agree with Obi, type 2 if you disagree with Obi. Go ahead, Gizzard.
If you type 2, just remember that I'm not above punching somebody in the face.
So I think
we're missing that in today's society.
That's true. After the quoted part, Cam goes on to say, as a result of the court's ruling, Wilson's conviction has been vacated, and it will now be up to prosecutors to decide whether to recharge him. They couldn't get a conviction on attempted murder the first time around, and now that Wilson will be able to argue that he fired a shot in order to get a guy pointing a gun at him to back off and drive away, a felonious assault conviction is far from a sure thing. From a practical standpoint, warning shots still aren't a great idea. If your life is truly being threatened, then firing a shot meant to scare but not harm your attacker only allows your assailant to respond with lethal force of their own. But from a legal perspective, the Ohio Supreme Court's ruling makes sense. In fact, given the absence of any qualifying language in the statute on the use of force, I don't see how the judges could have reached any other conclusion. Firing a warning shot isn't a great way to stop a threat to life or limb, but it's not a crime under Ohio law, and I doubt the state's pro-2A majority in the state legislature is going to change that now that the state Supreme Court has weighed in.
Yeah, Dwayne out there, he's guessing that it's okay for a criminal to give you a warning shot? No, of course not, because they're already in the process of committing a felony by breaking the law and pointing the gun at you to where you have to defend yourself by firing the warning shot at them or just shooting them, which is what you should be doing.
But so, I would like to say if they're already shooting at you, you should probably just shoot them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The warning shot.
I am not a lawyer and I did not sleep at a Holiday Inn last night, but my considered advice is that if lead is going past you, you should probably send some of it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of agree with Bam and Dad. Makes you wonder if this warning shot was just a miss.
I'm guessing if we really dug into this, we'd probably have another thing. And that, you know, I don't know where, you know, these two gentlemen fall on the criminal spectrum. But, yeah, I'm guessing it probably wasn't a warning shot. It was probably just a mess. Yeah.
Warning shots are just a waste of ammo anyway.
Well, I tell you though, I'd say bravo for the Supreme Court there and stuff, because I mean, I understand what everybody's saying, but you know, if there's a situation where you know you're outnumbered or whatever and you can fire a warning shot and in the situation and have the perps, you know, leave, then, you know, great, you know, no blood was spilled. But I agree with the other side. Yeah, if somebody's got a gun pulled on you, and it's probably not your best option to fire a warning shot. Mm-mm.
I've had my hand on my gun exactly twice. And I was prepared for either one of those.
Yeah.
One happened. I went into Harbor Freight, left the wife, didn't want to go in, so she stayed out in the truck. I came out and there was somebody on the passenger side talking to her. Trying, you know, the whole, my car broke down or I'm out of gas or whatever it was. And it was a sternly worded get away from my truck. And that was the end of that. But, you know, you don't know. And the other time was in Vegas with the crackhead.
Oh, yeah. So we have Thermo Redneck with a Paycheck out there. Wow.
That's a heck of a name we haven't seen in a while.
Not in a long time. Wow. Okay, so.
But. Yeah, the idea that a warning shot could just automatically be considered attempted murder and, you know, not self-defense is just ludicrous to me. Like I said, I do understand that there's some people that just, they do not want to take a life. And it's not for me or anybody else to, you know, sit there and judge like, oh, hey, like if you fire that warning shot, it could cost you your life. Like that's for that person on the other end of that firearm who's firing that warning shot. Like, you know, even this guy in this article here, like that, let's say this truly was a warning shot. like he took a big gamble. And let's say he was one of those people that's just like, hey, I just really don't want to take a life, but you know, this was like my last resort before I had to. You know, that's a big gamble and it paid off. You know, likewise, it could have went south really quick for him. But
they charged him with attempted murder and convicted him on felonious assault. And
I agree.
I like that they've codified that taking a warning shot is a valid self-defense action. But I'm guessing that this guy was not actually eligible for self-defense.
I'm just glad he wasn't convicted, you know, for attempted murder is what my whole situation is, you know, on that article that Gary read.
And real quick, going back to Dwayne's comment, the general rule of thumb on that is if you're the one that is the aggressor who is putting somebody else on the defensive, you've pretty much lost your right to claim self-defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you were, say it was just, oh, we were in a fist fight, but you were the person that started the fist fight, but then they ended up pulling out the gun, so then you pull out a gun, you don't normally get to claim self-defense because you were the person that started the fist fight in the first place.
So, Ozzy Osbourne is out there. Just got off work. It's party time, he says. All right. Party time. Excellent.
Party time. Party time.
Party time. We're going out tonight. Yeah.
Booty time. Booty time. Across the USA. Booty time. Booty time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anybody can name the movie that's from. You get a gold star.
Sing it again.
Booty time. Booty time. Across the USA. Booty time, booty time, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know it.
Booty Palooza?
Doggone it. What movie was that?
Boogie Nights?
No.
Debbie Does Washington?
No. I'm disappointed
in you. Wow.
I bet Sarge would get that if he was listening. Sarge would get it if he was listening.
But anybody out there in the chat? No.
He's not watching. He doesn't watch her. I can't believe nobody gets that.
Was it
there? We go. Defense Ford Dad.
Ford Fairline.
Ford Fairline.
Yeah, Ford Fairline.
I've seen that movie in forever.
Here's Al Bundy singing Booty Time.
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
I saw that movie. All right. Weston said Rain Man. Let's see. Duffer said the Singing Nun.
Well, I've been married 30-some years. So that's pretty close.
Chicago Mike says Booty Call.
I am proud of Defense Dad. I am disappointed in the rest of you.
I'm disappointed in myself.
It took me a second, but I was trying to figure out what the name of the movie was. I still don't know what the name of it is.
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Okay, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Okay. I knew it was him, but I didn't know what the name of the movie was.
No Defense Dad, but you would just be Defense.
That's true. Thermos says, haven't been around because the notifications for these live chats haven't been in my feeds. It just so happened to pop up, so here I am listening again. Hey, we're glad to have you.
Awesome.
And yeah, YouTube's notification system sucks about as much as Instagram's promotion of anybody.
No more.
Yeah.
I'm on this show every Friday night, and I still don't, I've never got a notification for it. I had to go to Gizzard Gary and look it up.
Yep, I haven't been getting notifications on it either.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
I get notifications.
I do too, but it's my show.
So. Well, they got to let the blind guy know. So yeah.
That's true.
Do you get those in Braille?
No, it just talks to me.
Awesome. He hears voices in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's after the top of the hour. And we've got some stuff going on. But, of course, as traditionally, I want to remind everybody, because it's Friday and Gear Websites is your source for Every Second Matters gun channels, gear, MOID, and more. They have patches, stickers, and other items. And every Friday is Free Patch Friday. So buy cool stuff at gearwebsites.com. But don't take my word for it, of course. Let's, if I can find it here somewhere, we're going to see what G-Webs has to say.
GearWebsites.com is your source for firearms-based playing cards and books. We also have mugs, shirts, and posters with designs that we've made live. Of course, we have patches. Every Friday is Free Patch Friday. We appreciate your support. Thank you for shopping at GearWebsites.com.
That's right. Buy cool stuff at GearWebsites.com. And now, so let's go ahead and start the What Did You Learn segment. And that is, of course, where we ask all of our panelists what they learned this evening. And then we will give them a chance to plug whatever they got coming up on their channel. So let's go ahead and go with Obnoxious One. What did you learn, buddy?
I learned that Barbecue is going to be walking around slightly hunched over for the rest of the night.
Yeah, probably.
Trying to disguise it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What have you got coming up?
Stuff and things. You know me. I always got stuff and things going on.
I do know you. You've always got stuff and things.
Yeah. We might be divesting from the things, though. Maybe just stuff from now on.
You just get concentrate. Yeah.
Yeah, we're carrying a lot of things inventory right now, so.
That's fair.
We're trying to have we might be having a things blowout.
Oh.
And then just going with stuff from now on. I don't know. Depends. If we move a lot of things, we'll have room for some more stuff. But then if we got room for some more stuff because we moved a lot of things, that means the things are selling. So we got to get some more things in. So we may still have stuff and things, but I don't know. It depends on how the things move.
That's true. All right. Well, thank you for being here as always. You have made my day better just by being here. All right.
I doubt that.
You're taking hillbillies.
Not any worse, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're taking hillbillies, advice there in his avatar a little too far.
I didn't intend to. I had no intention of making his day better.
Well, my day sucked. So yeah. Anyway, thanks for being here, buddy. Anyway, let's go on to Rich. Rich, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that if I'm not doing my usual Eeyore impression, that Guns and Barbecue automatically assumes that I must be on drugs or something.
Well, are you on drugs? Drugs are bad. I'm not okay.
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 Okay. Hark, hear the bells.
What have you got coming up, Rich? You got any shows this weekend?
Maybe. You know, on Sunday we had this little thing called This Week Unloaded over on the Unloaded Media channel. So, there's that. I don't know if I'm going to be doing the wrestling one. I haven't missed doing it, to be perfectly honest. So I don't know if I'm going to go back to doing that one or not. So there's that. And then I got to figure out exactly how I'm going to promote the fact that I've been accepted for both Tractor Supply and Smoky Mountain Knife Works affiliate programs. So there's that too. So keep an eye out for that.
You need to have a show so you can blow your horn, hey, man.
I know.
Rich.
What?
This is now an intervention. Your drug problem has gotten out of control. You do not need to do horse tranquilizers.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Alrighty. Is that it, Rich?
I think.
You think? Okay.
Yeah, I think because if I say anything else, Hibbley's going to think I'm doing more two horse tranquilizers at a time. So, yeah.
You know what I did learn about Tractor Supply, though, is what? That the corn for goats and horses is like $3 cheaper than their cheapest deer corn. And you know what? The deer like that just as much.
Right.
Right.
I thought you were going to say it was cheaper than the corn in the grocery store and it tastes just as good, but okay.
And I've got
some supply does not carry tractors.
Yes, they do. Ours does.
No, ours don't.
They carry yard tractors. And I learned that they had some smart deer out there. I had to buy the critter guards for my deer feeders so that they weren't licking the spinner plate and emptying out my freaking 100 nice. Pounds of corn in like 3 days.
Well, they got that smart, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. The other day we were at our local tractor supply and where they have the go-karts and the side-by-sides and that kind of stuff, they had one of the larger size Bobcats in there.
It's not a tractor.
That's not a tractor.
It's a tractor.
Animal. No, that's a Bobcat. It's way different.
And they had what the hell was it now? It was an enclosed tractor. I just can't remember what brand it was. It was a smaller one, a smaller front loader. Damn it, I can't remember what brand it was. Oh. But yeah, they had one of those too.
What was one of the employees driving it themselves? It's probably a forklift. It's probably a forklift.
It was for sale. No, it was for sale.
Well, Rich,
and it wasn't all beat up.
Thanks for being here. Hillbilly Up, what did you learn?
I learned that Boomstick's got a good collection of guns, which I already knew that.
And that wasn't even all of them.
Well, that seriously looked like that was a California sheriff's picture of all the illegal
maybe
guns.
Maybe he is a California sheriff.
That could be.
What really impresses me is they were all on like a back porch with a drop off. And on his videos, he's got such a beautiful, long front level property that shoots on. I think that's awesome. But yeah, and I think that's pretty much all I learned.
You got some stuff coming up, right?
Yes, sir. I sure do. We got Guns, Bear, and Therapy tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. And we appreciate it if you guys want to come over and visit us. We try to have fun and make somebody's day better.
Well, see, I got a problem because I've been on that show many times and
your day ain't been better.
Never get any beer.
No, you did drink a
Heart Pills.
I had to buy that myself.
I mean, last time on the show, the only alcoholic beverage that was in the green room was that punch that Pat made, and I was not touching that.
No.
Oh, no, I wouldn't drink anything Pat made.
No.
Well, Gary, evidently you didn't turn your seat in to the accounting department on that hard seltzer.
Oh.
This told me the last time he was in Papa? There.
Yeah.
What did you say, Obi?
Gizzard told me last time he was in the green room, the only thing that alcoholic in there was the fermented shrimp juice.
Possibility.
Well, yeah. You know, Bubba's Possum Surprise could be alcoholic. You never know.
Yeah, you never
know. In fact, if you take all the shrimp tails that everybody leaves and you put those in Everclear, get shrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that sounds rough.
I do know when Bubba brings frog legs, beat those, it makes you really jumpy during the show. So let's stay away from
that. See, now what
I do love me some frog legs.
What Barbecue could have said about that instead of sounds rough, he could have said that sounds fishy, but no, he's not that quick.
I don't know. You ever try and eat shrimp tails?
That would definitely be rough.
I actually not. Eat them.
Yeah.
I said you put them in the Everclear and make shrimp cocktail.
So do you drink them like the worm out of the tequila? Or
maybe. Maybe they dissolve.
Maybe. I still feel like they'd be a little pokey.
It still seems like roughage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, Hillbilly. And let's go to Guns and Barbecue and tell us, what did you learn?
What did I learn?
Yes,
I learned that while Obi may not have many 1911s, he has great taste in 1911s.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got coming up? Anything?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It's actually kind of nice.
Well, fine. If that's the way you want to be, fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Yep. I should actually post up onto my Blind Guy Photography on Instagram because I've been slacking on that. I've got a ton of wrestling photos from this season that I should have been posting on there. So I should probably just go through the like 300 some photos from the season and just like post the very best ones at this point and just be like, hey, here's the best photos from the season. Whoops. Which then will just be like probably like 10 if I do that. But whatever.
Something like that. All right. Well, thank you for being here. And with that, I would like to wrap this show up. And I would, of course, like to thank everybody out there for watching, whether you watched on YouTube, Facebook, or that other thing called X. You know what we're talking about. It used to be Twitter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, all them people. Anyway. Whether you watched on those, whether you watched on replay on one of my other channels, or even if you're listening to the audio podcast, I thank you for taking part in the show. And of course, I'd like to thank everybody who sent in Gorn or contributed in the text. Thanks for being here. And a big shout out. Oh, forgot about the panel. Thanks to all of my panelists for helping me make this a great show. And it was truly a great show. And thanks to all of my supporters, my channel members out there on YouTube, for their financial support. I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, remember that after this show, the weekly 2A wrap-up on the gun websites or the Daily Gun Shows channels. So don't forget that. Also, lost my train of thought there. I saw something out of the corner of my eye. But don't forget, as I always say, that if anyone tries to infringe on your right to keep and bear arms, give them the bird. This is Gizzard Gary. Have a safe and pleasant weekend. I'm going to give my panel one last chance to say goodbye before I hit those closing credits. So here we go.
Goodbye.
Y'all be back and see us.
Baby.
That's it. Best you can do.
I don't know. Is that it?
Are you a Felicio?
Oh, sure. All right. Well, good night, Eric.
Thanks for listening. Foul Territory is a production of Gizzard Gary Productions and is streamed live every Friday at 9 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and released as an audio podcast on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Samsung, and Podchaser. For more information, visit our website at gizzardgary.com.